You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shomer Ka'ina V'chatzi Bracha. You know, we're going back to the seventh parak. The Gemara says Birchas Hamazon is 2 and 3 or 3 and 4. Remember that Gemara in the beginning of the seventh parak? So Gemara said, so Rashi HaKadosh learns. Rashi learns that where does benching start? Rashi has a very fascinating pshat. Rashi learns that if Zimin goes to Hazonis HaKotz Machlaikis, so it means the first bracha you don't say if you eat privately. It's 2 and 3 means if you have a Zimun, then you say, if you have a Zimun, then you say, but assuming that Tovim Meitiv is the Rabbanan, so you have the 2 or 3 brachas. The fourth bracha is a Tovim Meitiv. So if it's either 2 or 3, and that's if there's a Zimun, then you have 3 brachas, and then if not, you have 2 brachas. Because Hazonis HaKol, you don't say privately. That was Rashi's pshat. But the Rif, Taisus, argues strong with Rashi. And the Rif learns pshat in the Gemara, and that's what we're going to study tonight. This Rif Shita, that you could have maximum 2 or 3 people bench for everybody. But, so in other words, the first bracha is, of course, you have to say the first bracha, not like Rashi. First bracha you have to say. So what does it mean? 2 or 3 or 3 or 4? Means it's the maximum. You can only have maximum of two people or 3 people. You can have half a person say half a bracha. You can't be mitzvah. That's either you do the whole bracha. You have to have. You can't have 2 people doing each one half a bracha. You know, if you have 3 people mitzvah you, but you can't have 4 people mitzvah you, because that would be 2 saying one bracha, and 2 people can say one bracha. That's the aside of the Rif. So that's what we're going to study tonight. By Ravina. So let's study the Gemara Daf Chaf, a few sugyas. Ravina asks, Nash Mirch Samaz Darais Rabban. We go back to the third parak. Ravina Shaila, if women bench Midarais and Midrabban. So, you know, I see the second half of the first column, and the first sheet. The lower half of the first column. See it? Nashim Mirch Samaz Darais Rabban. Nafkamina, Lotzis Nashim. Mavur behedya, open in the Gemara, the chayavus men atayra, yichon lotzi esa anoshim. If women are chayavus to bench midaraisa, they can be mitzi men. That's clear in the Gemara. That's the way as nafkamina. Remember the tzlach's kasha? We ask the tzlach, once in nafkamina, if they're suffic, if they benched, if they have to bench again. The Gemara could have said another nafkamina. The Gemara could have said, if it's the raisa, so if it's suffic, they have to bench again. It's only the rabbanon. You don't have to bench again. So one thing might say that nafkamina, the tzlach is that.
What about the union of tzneas or something like that? Who are they being? Who are they being mitzi? The husband or anybody?
Yeah, it could be their husband.
It could be anybody. What about the union of tzneas?
What about it?
We say that they can't daven for a man because of tzneas reasons, whatever. No.
The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't say tzneas. You're thinking of the Gemara Megillah. The woman can be, batsim, a woman can read the Torah. But we don't do it, it's covered tzibur, not tzneas.
What does that mean, covered tzibur?
It's not an honor for a woman to lead the laning. In the olden days, was a lack of covered. Like 100 years ago, or 50 years ago. It would be considered a lack of covered tzibur. It's not covered for the tzibur for a woman to be mitzvah.
And today?
today you can debate it.
Really? So it's got nothing to do with tzneis?
No, nothing. And you probably maybe in Kol B'Sha'erva, that's the Shail of Eisles Laning. It's not a Shail of Kol B'Sha'erva, it's just a chanting, whatever. So he quotes a Gos Hashri, Tumuim Divrei Agos Hashri. We're going to ask a Kasha, and Agos Hashri, which is against that Gemara in the third parak. Perkam the Mil Simon Dalit, Shekosev. The Noshim Chayavas Bichamazah Midoraisa. Agos Hashri says that Noshim have to bench Midoraisa. We pass Kin Noshim to bench Midoraisa. Umikomakomi says, Ein Micham Lotzi is a Noshvi, Shinichos Loma Brisin Tire. Oh, 1 second. The Agos Hashri paskins midaraisa, and yet they can't be Maitzei Anashim because they can't say Bris and Tyre.
So,
well, right, because remember that was a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Why a Nashim with Rabbanan? Why shouldn't Nashim that be Chayavis with a Raisa on Birchas HaMazon? It's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, remember. What was that? What was the thought? It's only with Rabbanan and Nashim. So Rashi learns, he's going to have a Chelek Ba'aretz. These women don't have a Chelek Ba'aretz. So Taisus says from Kayanim. Taisus learns because Bris and Tyra. And it's an integral part of Birchas HaMazon, Bris and Tyra. So, but yet the Gemara says, if you hold it's Midaraisa, they could be Maitzi. And the Hagos HaShem says, Midaraisa, but they can't be Maitzi because they're not been Bris and Tyra. So Rabbi Kivega says, in the Sefer and Brachas, Das HaGorikid Kahapid Rish V'chidish, the Das HaGos HaShrihu, Zehu Lekula Alma Shanash Bris V'Bris V'Tyra. Nashim Abturis V'Bris V'Tyra. Everyone agrees Nashim Abturis V'Bris V'Tyra. In other words, Chayev Smidaraisa means on the rest of Birchas HaMazon. The Chayev Smidaraisa, but they don't have to say Bris V'Tyra because they have no Shaykhs to Bris V'Tyra. Shanashim Abturis V'Bris V'Tyra. Vi Chayev Smidaraisa Hainu Shar Birchas HaMazon Mavad Bris V'Tyra. So they can't be mighty Anashim in Bris and Tyra. So that's what the Gosra Shri means. He means Midaraisa, they can be mighty Birchas HaMazon, but they can't be mighty Abrischa, those words Abrischa, Shechsam, Tavisan, Tavascha, Shnimatano. Madamin and Barachas, Avnilatsi Sabrabim, Pishti Chavs Midaraisa, Chalsanashim, Hanushar Bechasimon Bavad Bris Vitaira. So, in other words, so he says parenthetically here, Shagia Isha, the Bebes Avadim, Ashabi Bebes Avadim, Fabrischa Yagidu Anoshim, Batsma Brischa Hachodatan. So you can say, so that's the, that's what he answers, that comes over. That's what Mickey Vega says. So, in other words, the shaylos women have to bench means the whole benching of the chayv. So it could be midoraisa the chayv on the whole benching, but they can say the zichah not commanded on these words bris chashchav to matoras chashdimatano. So those words you have to say yourself. So the Hagos HaShri says we paskins midoraisa women can be mighty on the rest of Birchas HaMazon, but on those words they can't be mighty. That's how he's answering the Hagos HaShri. Simple answer.
So is that a
Chatzibracha
problem?
Oh, that's what we're going to ask. That's what he's going to ask. And we see the words that we're going to hear. Sheish din. Let's go to the next sheet. Sheish din. Shemeh koina al miktsas bracha. She say yomer ba'atzma. So that's one Rabbi Kivega. So you see that the woman can be mighty me in Birchas HaMazon. I just have to say the words so she can be mighty me in here for bracha.
It's really the same bracha. I mean, it's just, if Shmei is kind, it's like one is saying it.
Yes, I mean, you can ask on the riff. What's wrong? Why? What's wrong with half? And for some reason, it's sarchi in the riff shita. Why can't somebody mighty me in here for bracha? And we'll talk about it when we get to the
bracha. Seems you're only hearing. Okay.
Yeah, you're on the track. You're on the right track. What's this? I thought that was a funny question. Chelik Baritz, they have. Are you here? But they Levim. Levim gets. They have. They don't get fields, but they have houses. Ari Levim. They have a Chelik Baritz. They have Ari Levim now. Yeah, that's why I thought it was a very funny question. Nice question. What?
Cities that the Levim
get. Right.
Or Nicholas cities.
That's Levim, so you can spend the house part of Shevet Levim.
Eretz, Allah Eretz V'Yal HaMazon, unless the Taisus means, is Allah Eretz V'Yal HaMazon means a land that you grow food in it. Is he learning? Taisus says that on Rashi. Rashi says, Nashim, the Rice Rabban, Pirisha Kunshis.
They could get, but they're not.
Well, they get cities, but they don't get fields.
But so, they may get fields as well. By the way, it's possible.
No, no, but that's obviously chelik aviyim. They didn't get a chelik baris. They just inherited the. They didn't get a chelik. So he argues that Rashi because of this question. So it bothered me. So when we studied the Tosfos, I asked you that. Well, they got arel viyim, but I guess it says al oretz v'al hamazon. You know, it's the oretz that produces mazon. The viyim don't have oretz that produce mazon. That would be the answer, right?
So nevertheless, so now we're back where we start from. So assuming that they don't have the land, how do they say?
Right, so that's Tyson's Kash on Rashi. So Tyson learns Bris and Tyre.
They get Meiser, Meiser Shani, they got all that stuff.
They all own the land.
Yeah, but they don't own the land.
You have to
all own Aretz. Well, that's Rashi Sheet. It's all Midrabonin, because part of Birchas Mud is not Aretz. All Aretz, Vial Mazon, all Aretz. Chembet over Shiv, Sisma, Lat Avasenu. Anshul, Lat Avasen, Eretz, Chembet over Chava. Another Rabbi Chidei, Tshuva Simon Zion. Look at this one. Women being Yotze Kiddush Friday night. All the Kosalagar Kivega, this is in the Chuvis. The Magen Avraham says, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush, Vidor Ben Yud Gimel Shana, he's Bar Mitzvah, but we don't know if he's really Bar Mitzvah. Shalom Spar, maybe Beis Shairos. As one said, a Bar Mitzvah, and they wanted Bar Mitzvah, but he made Kiddush. So I protested. I don't know if I protested, I don't think they asked me, but you can't, without Bedika Cyrus, to Daraisa Kiddush. So you could argue, like the Magen Avraham, that Yoytz in Myriv, so Kiddush is not Daraisa. The Magen Avraham says in the Chas Kiddush, because Yoytz in Daraisa, and in Myriv, Yoytz in Kiddush. But I have three reasons, strong reasons, that you're not Yoytz in Daraisa by Myriv. It's not so simple, it's not so pushit, that Yoytz in Daraisa by Myriv Kiddush. First of all, you don't say Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shemen Esra. There's no Yitzias Mitzrayim in there. So even though Rishmi over Paskin, it's not Ma'akiv, but more important is Tyson Sukhan Daf Gimel, who says that if Midrabonin, you're supposed to do it a certain way, then Yitzias Midaraisa. So Tyson Sukhan, the Prima Gadim brings it. Tyson Sukhan suggests that if Midrabonin say that you have to do a mitzvah a certain way, and if you don't do it that way, you're not even Yitzias Midaraisa. Like,
and the way Rabbanu
says you
have to do it is
Tyson Sukkah Daf Gimel. What? Not the size, right? The Shulchan Abtach HaBayis. If it's only so Tyson says, if you don't do it Midrabanan, then you're not even Yotze Midaraisa. The Prima Gadim brings Tyson, and that would mean that if Midrabanan you have to make Kiddush on wine, then Midaraisa you're not Yotze. So according to that, Tyson, we're not Yotze, not like the Magen Avraham. So I don't like a bar mitzvah boy. So if you hold like the mitzvah, also we never mind to be yotze. Mitzvah sichs kavana. It's a mitzvah daraisa. We paskin needs kavana. So I have many reasons why you're not yotze kiddush min daraisa. Those I gave you three reasons, okay. Like three arguments. So it's not so simple. The mitzvah. I'm sorry.
Couldn't be yotze. We might see somebody.
No, not a god.
Midrabanah.
Oh, so midrabanah. So that's machloikis. Rashi and Tosfos. You're thinking of the Rashi and Memtes with Yanai. Rashi says a cotton is not even a chuy of midrabana. But it's mashma that a cotton can be mitzi. It says in the third parak, if somebody ate a shir midrabana, a cotton could be mitzi. So a cotton, if you're only chuy of midrabana, then, no, I'm sorry. I'm making a mistake. Even if you say cotton can't, but on the midrabana, you say chazak evi shtei Cyrus. If you're only chuy of midrabana, that we have a chazak of the rabba, which helps for the rabbanans, and help for the raisas. That's the cheshbon.
What does Rabbi do with bar mitzvah in Parsha Zacha?
We're having it this year. We have one this year. And v'shteitzach, he's not laying in Parsha Zacha. Of course I won't let. V'shteitzach.
Hey, the father says I was born again.
Okay. In Echad Nema
Bisur. Yeah. I went to bar mitzvah once, and his father kept on saying to me, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Imagine that.
The
spider
is a
car.
Yeah.
Like,
so you don't have to be
you trust your wife, you eat in your house. Your wife, Erecha Nemen Bisurim. Erecha Nemen Bisurim is women, everybody. Erecha Nemen Bisurim. could be a Kara. Pashut. Okay, so let's get to Rabbi Akiva Eiger with the Kiddush thing. B'tshuva Siman Zayin. Hamagin Siman Reish Ha'inah B'tav Ben Yud Gimel Shan. And you're not sure if he bought Beisaris. Nobody checked. Hamekadesh Lotzi Se'isha. So, Kevli Yishichavis B'kiddush El Medor Raisa. Women have to bench Medor Raisa. They don't have Mayriv. So that's certainly Chayv Medor Raisa. Medor Raisa Lo Sam Chinah Chazaka De Rabba. We don't rely on Chazaka De Rabba. It should be Rabba. Mar Nida, that if they have three teams, they got the Cyrus. That's Chazak of the Rabba, but that doesn't help for Daraisa. So the Magen Avraham says Tagira Isha Ba'atzmas Hakiddush in Benam Hakiddush Levana. The woman should say along. That's what Magen Avraham says. That the since you don't know if he can be Yitzha, so Tagira Isha Ba'atzmas Hakiddush in Benam Hakiddush Levana. Asher Tomua, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Stima Manav Shach. Im he tagged Kol HaKiddush, if she's going to say the whole Kiddush, the Magen Avraham says she should say Kiddush. See, you're missing Kiddush al Hayayin. You don't have Kiddush al Hayayin. Im he tagged Kol HaKiddush, V'lo Tiskam L'Smenu, and she doesn't have Kabbana to be Yotzi from him. Hayayin Kiddush HaKois. You're not doing Kiddush al HaKois. Like a kais. She doesn't have a kais. So you're going to say along with her. So then you don't have Kiddush ala kais. Well, the Torah says, we'll soon see. Him tiskavim lasis menu. And if she'll have kavan to be out of him, in kein nimtza, if he's really by mitzvah, ma she has for meris as habrachas, hu brach levatala. Ma she yotzis kvar as habrachas mimenu. So there's going to be Kivega trouble on the Magen Avraham. Kivega is on the Magen Avraham. Fake Rabbi Kivega. What's his kasha? Memanosha. If she does have kavan to be yotzi from him,
she
didn't do Kiddush al HaKais.
If she does, we must by saying the word.
If she has a mind to be yotzi with him, it's a bracha levatol.
If he's a god, if it turns out he's
right. So if she has a mind to be Yaitza, if he's a gadol, she's Yaitza. So it's a bracha levatala.
She makes it all, she says all.
Even if she doesn't say it.
Yeah, something bothers me about
even
this.
Even if she doesn't say it long and she's listening, Shemaya Kaina.
If you don't prolong.
Yeah, but if he's not a gadol, right. The problem is a cotton can be Maitzi Chiv Daraisa. So if he's still a cotton, he can't be Maitziah. So she has to say along, the Magen Avraham says.
Even
Kivega asks, so Mamanavshach, she's saying along, if to be Yitzah, Kiddush al HaKais, he's assuming you have to be Yitzi from him.
So even though you don't rely on the Chazaka, the Rava, or the Rava, you still are worried on the Tzad that he might be a Gadol.
He might be a Gadol.
And if so, she made the Brachas. Levatalah. She should have listened to his Brachas.
But when she's listening to his brachas, isn't it as if she's saying it herself? Isn't that what Shemei Kaina means?
Yes.
So she's saying it.
Yes. So that's something. So why is it bracha vatal if she says it along? Are you asking?
Yeah. The same thing as if
she has.
Even if she doesn't say it.
Yeah. So what she says.
Even if she doesn't say it, but she's listening, it's as if she's saying it. Right.
So saying.
What's the difference of saying it or listening? They're both Shemei Kaina. They're both saying it.
He says Shemei Kaina, what if she says if she doesn't say it, even if she just has in mind, it's like she's saying.
Yeah, that's
saying it twice.
That's
you're saying it twice.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're saying it twice.
Yeah.
It's like saying it twice. It's a bracha levatala. You're listening and you're saying it. So it's a bracha levatala. You're saying it twice. You only have to say it once.
You're making the kashi even stronger.
But I'm saying that even if you don't say it, then she just listens to him.
That's good. So it's a kiddush. But if, so... So Rabbi Kivega answers. So this is Rabbi Kivega answers. This is where he says, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. Umefar Marna Gon Rabbi Kivega's Hal. The Amar Svakatev Shem Tzakidish. She doesn't say the whole thing. She doesn't say Brachat Hashem, Elkei Melech Ha'ilam. She says, Asher Kishan Mitzvah Yisavir HaTzavanu till the end of Kiddush. Avla Brachas, Shemetchila v'shebesayif.
You are listening to BenStoller.com.
This is what Rabbi Kivega learns in the Magen Avraham. you'll say the middle, and the child will say the brachas. Abba brachas, Shabbos Yosef, Yotze Me'a Ben, Ve'in Kan Tzavik Brach Levatola, Ulin Chiyuv Da'oraisa, Chiyuv Da'oraisa, you don't need a bracha. This is a Kiveg, it's godless. Midoraisa, you don't need a bracha. You have to make Kiddush Midoraisa. But you don't need a bracha. Midoraisa, Yotze Kiddush, without making a bracha, he assumes a Kiveg. Even if a person's Chav Kiddush Midoraisa, the bracha is only the Rabbana, making a bracha. So she's Yotze Midoraisa by saying the middle part. There's no bracha levatala because the kid is making the bracha. V'sheinsam v'zachazak d'rava. Ha'yotze shabim ha'sh'am ha'tayvish shabim tzashin tzgashem kiddush hayon. Only nadrabanan. Midrabanan, you need shabim nadafka bracha, v'dafka lakais, so that the kid works for it. For the drabanan, you can be yotze for the kid. So the bracha, that's midrabanan, yotze kid. And kiddush ha'yayin, it's called kiddush ha'yayin because the kid is making the brachas for. And that's only midrabanan. So legabi kiddush alayayin, and legabi the bracha we say is by mitzvah. Kivega, goinish reb kivega. See, what I was thinking of another eitzah. This one worked though. I still this. Let's say you just yotzi the bar pergefin. Let's say you say she says the whole kiddush. I just listen to the bar pergefin from the kid. That wouldn't be called kiddush alayayin hastis. Let's say you'll be yotzi the whole kiddush yourself. Say the whole thing, and the kid will make for your bar pergefin. So that would be called Kiddush Alayayin. Because Rabbi Kiveg is assuming the one who makes Kiddush has to hold the wine. To be Yotze Kiddush Alayayin, you have to make Kiddush on Hayayin.
Yeah, what's the problem of her doing it herself with the wine? What does she need the kid for?
What does she need? Well, that's, see, the Magen Avraham says, see, they have a bar mitzvah boy. Say, make Kiddush at the table.
Right.
So.
Just happens to be the circumstance.
Right. I'm a kaddish shotzi sa'isha. That was a correct circumstance. That's just a case. And what about ish? Why is it only by an isha? By an ish, versteht sich, he can't do it.
Because he's the rice and the boys, or the both the rices.
Yeah, we pass the women's also the rice. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why the Sechar Shev would be the same shayla by a man. Kiveg is clearing by a woman. So he says she should say along. So Rabbi Kiveg asks, what's going on? So he says he means just say along the middle part. So the Gabe the bracha was just the Rabbanan and Kiddush Aleihem is with Rabbanan. We say Shemiz by mitzvah. The Gabi the Rabbanan, you say he's by mitzvah, you say Chadak the Rabba, and he can be mitzvah in the bracha and in Kiddush Hayayin. Oh, you're not the Rabbanan. Tabru v'dach al-kos says, Yitzhak ma'ben yud gimel. B'rabba says, Chazak the Rabba, shugadol. Eilu tochen to be murna gom b'kvega. Mura gam came. Half and half. I'm saying, she's saying Kiddush, and he's being mitzvah only in the bracha. Not in the whole bracha. Just bracha to Shemul Kenu Melech Oilam. And bracha Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. So you might you shamei koina. I'm part of the bracha. Freik the Chazanish on these two Rabbi Kivegas. So we have two Rabbi Kivegas by Birchas Amazon, and the first one by benching the Glos Hashri, where you're only being mitzi here for bracha. Umarna go Chazanish. Bekama Simon Zion. First chelik. Kama Simon Zion. Sifkan Lav Hiksha Alzeh. So that's what we started off with, the Rif Shita. B'daf Mem Vav, B'had the Tani, B'chas Amazim, Beis V'Gimel. It says, B'chas Amazim, Beis V'Gimel. The Schema Taisis, HaPaiskin, Keferish HaRif. Looks like we don't paskin like Rashi there. We learn like the Rif. Al-Pi Yerushalmi. The Ratzel Omer, Shemavarach Shnayim V'Shlosh Anoshim, Hecha Shekol Echor En Yodeh, El Brach Achaz. If everyone knows bracha, so you can have two or three people bench for you. Or one. Two or three means you can have one or two or three, but not four. That's what it means, two.
Two or three is talking about the number of brachas, not the number of people.
Yeah, but the Rif learns, it means the number of people. It means there's a maximum number of people. Two, that's what means two or three. The maximum number of people. So, hey, so this is how the Rif learns. Look, you see. Everyone knows only one bracha. Avalo Yoser. You can't have four people making three brachas. V'yishei levarach lechatzayim. Hashem eitev. Harei, the bechatzi bracha lecha din shomei koina. By whatever reason you want to give. So it seems from the riff that on half a bracha you don't say shomei koina. Chatzi bracha, there's no din shomei koina. L'potor mea chatzi v'sho yomar acher. One guy will say half, another guy say the other half. You can't do that. That's what you see in the riff in Tosfos. He brings a raya from the end of the fifth parak. The shots made a toys. It's a Mishnah. And where does the guy replacement start? From the beginning of the bracha. Why can't he just continue the bracha? Because Shemei Kaine. That's how you learn. Heichan u'maschel. Pashatah zeba. Vayna namshin ben Shemei Kaine. Molach hatzi bracha. Pashatah ashen u'laschel. Sabracha shatah zeba. So Chazanish is, I'm a Chazanish, Simon Vav Sivikon Tezayin. You know he learns? He learns that Agos Hashvi means can't be might see the second brach at all. He might see the first brach. Agos Hashvi doesn't mean like Rabbi Kivega, you just say, Abrisa Hashem, Taras Hashem, Tanya Tzeyef HaBracha. It means, Agos Hashvi means that a woman can be mitzi you in the bracha of Azan, but in the bracha of Naida. If she can't be mitzi in half a bracha, so Chazanish wants to learn. Let's say Rami Rak bracha Rishayna, Lo Shnia Sheish Bar Bris V'Tayra, Shash Paturis, Sheinir Din Zeb Tzarchi. So it's very misunderstood. It's a little dochak, but the Chazanish wants to learn that when Agos Hashvi says that the Chayav Sidaraisa, but they can't be mitzi in Bris V'Tayra, he means the whole second bracha. So they can't be mitzi half a bracha, so they can't be mitzi the whole second bracha.
He'll be yaitza with the first bracha of her, and the second we have to use up.
Right.
The whole bracha.
Right. That's what Chazanish learns. That's what that goes to Shri.
And there's no problem that all the brachas are not, you know, one you're hearing from her.
Right, so that, two or three, that's the Gemara. You can have three. A whole bracha, there's a whole benching, a whole bracha. You can't split a bracha and mitzi it two people. Which is, in a way, tzarchi and gadol. Why not? Like, what's the svar of it? Shemei kaina. So what's wrong if I hear half? So we'll see, we'll talk more about the svar when we see the two answers. We're going to have two answers tonight to this discussion. With the Stipler's answer and then another achron, an earlier person. So this is what Red Stipler suggests. The issue of Divya Gon Reb Kiveh. The Be'emes Lomar shall mix his bracha lekadin shemei kaina kasha. He has a kasha. A very big kasha. Seemingly big kasha, which I'm not sure is a kasha, but let's see his kasha. Behold the mavur besiman tafresh tzadin hilchas tchias shayfer kabei megillah. I'm sorry, that's hilchas purim megillah. B'mishma besiman yas b'shem primagadim. The vosim tevas shlo yishma me'ashatz. We're going to soon see the kasha. You know, if you don't hear from the shatz, you're missing words. Say it yourself. I always announce. You know, we're very careful here not to wait till it's quiet. But sometimes the Balkara doesn't wait. So it says, if you miss the word, say it yourself.
Even
not from a
clap?
What?
Even not from a clap?
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't have to hear everything from the clap. Just the whole Indian. But you can say words, missing words, you can say not from a clap. Shabbat makin saman, yomasin tevis batzman sham. Freaked error, mashma filu chatzi pasuk. Now, I don't know who told him Chatzi Pasuk is like Chatzi Brach. Who told him Chatzi Pasuk is like Chatzi Brach? What's the difference? A whole Pasuk, half a Brach, I understand. Half a Brach is nothing. Chatzi Pasuk is the same thing as a whole Pasuk. And I'll bring a Raya that this is. See, later on he's going to ask a tremendous kasha.
Whatever you have to hear, you have to hear the whole thing. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Brach or a Pasuk. Whatever you have to hear.
So is it the whole Megillah, or the whole Perek? So maybe, yeah, you mean, he says Chatzi Pasuk. You'll soon see. So he says, so you see Chatzi Pasuk is okay. So let me show you a kasha.
Where he says Chatzi Pasuk
and a brach. Turn to the next sheet, look at that paragraph. I want to show you a kasha, which will prove my answer that it's a half ever bracha, not a ever pasuk. See, let me tell you what a sheet I have with Gabi Laini. That, you know, everyone thinks if the Bakar made a mistake in a pasuk. And.
By Megillah?
By laning. That's by laning. Made a mistake. So, and there's name of God in that pasuk. So those are finished the pasuk. I hold it's wrong. No such thing. I humbly this thing. That's a myth.
So just go back right away.
Ani akad in this space medrash. So I paskin. You have to finish the pasuk. Who says he can't say God's name on half a pasuk? It's my sheet. If it's a half a pasuk, you can say God's name in a whole pasuk. You can say God's name in a half a pasuk.
Every bar mitzvah, what? Rabbi tells, teaches if you say Hashem's name.
You have to finish the pasuk. Amaratzes. It's minhag olam. I don't want to call it amaratzes because I know the olam thinks that way, but I don't think that way. Because it's like l'shitasu that I'm asking this kasha. There's no such thing as half a pasuk. So what half a pasuk? So you say Rebbe, but it's a Gemara. Kol pasuk de lo paskin Moshe, Adon lo paskinen lei. That has nothing to do with God's name. See, there is a Gemara. The Gemara bracha says kol parsha, you know, the famous theory of the two heavens. One bracha says Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Tainis, kol pasuk de lo paskin Moshe, Adon lo paskinen lei. You can't lay in half a pasuk.
Right. Like a Kiddush also.
You say
people start
praying, that's a problem,
you always say.
Right.
You say,
build
a
pasuk. Right.
So people go back to the beginning of
the Altar. That's what I do. Yeah.
Why?
Some
Sefer
Zekash.
Because that's also the, because that's called
pasuk. Paskei Moshe, I don't paskei. But it's nothing to do with God's name. That's what I'm saying. Mamanavshach. You know, we once had a Maisa in the Beis Medrash, not in this, but across the hall, the old shul. That a bacha lay 2.5 psukim. He forgot. And he stopped, he lay 2.5 psukim, and the guy made the bracha achrayim. And the guy said, bracha achrayim, not so long as hard sentence. So, I made the amaratis. So I paskin, you have to lay over again. The kid was a little traumatized. I know
the kid was. The whole pasuk, you want to lay over the whole pasuk?
You have to. He only did the three, he didn't do three psukim.
He did 2.5.
He only did 2.5 psukim. So, Lani Zaiti was Amaratzis. So I paskined that you got to lane again and make another. You didn't lane three psukim. So I made him lane over. You have to lane three psukim. So you lane that pasuk, finish it. I don't remember if it, all three. And then you make another bracha. He made a bracha. Then I was many, a long time later, I realized it was a wrong psak. Because who says 2.5 is not three psukim? Who says you need 3 whole psukim? I've arrived from the Gemara. Because remember the machlaikas. How you chop up Rosh Chodesh. And one mandama says, you do 2.5, you do half a pasuk. You do half the pasuk. 2.5 psukim. See, it counts like 3. I brought a rye against my psak. So now if that would happen, I would say, but the Evid Yoytza, 2.5 is good as 3. So you can't find this anywhere in the books. Maybe in the new Mishnah Berurahs, you know, in the old Mishnah Berurahs, you can't find.
But that pasuk doesn't have Hashem's name.
So who cares? Who cares? Who cares if it has Hashem's name?
So where does this myth come from?
I don't know. It's a myth. Because people think somebody decided that to say Hashem's name, you can't say Hashem's name, but you say half a pasuk. What is that? So, Bekitzer. So that's what I'm saying. He says, just like half a bracha, you can't be mitzi. Half a pasuk, you can't be mitzi. No, there's half a pasuk. See, half a bracha, you could argue, is nothing. Half a bracha is nothing. Half a pasuk is not nothing. It's half a pasuk. So who says you have to? So you say, well, kol pasuk to paske moishan and paskina. So we have a klal that by kriyas haTorah you don't lain half a pasuk. A pasuk that moish was in pasuk, I don't know paskina, but like you say, most people say kiddush. They say. I hear about Vayikra Yom HaShishi, it's half a pasuk. Nobody, the Chassam Sofer asks, you know, we look like little yeshiva bachurmach. Chassam Sofer is a kasha, so we say, I still do it. I'm like embarrassed that I still do it. But it's cute. I say it's just cute. Come on. I wouldn't be murdered that way. So, look what he asks. And this sheet, Lamed Zayin, the next sheet, it's Lamed Zayin, page Lamed Zayin. This Karch Mechurfi, remember when he was young, Charif, when he was sharp and young, Rishi Mekachum Masel Matam in his head, Kuchet Pasech Dvarim, Rav Friedman. I don't know who this Rav Friedman is. He's historic Kuntris from the Rav Friedman. Me Mizrich.
The Spinker Rebbe.
From Mizrich. Yeah. Shenitfas Vesov Sefer Old Moshe Varsha Tav Mementes. The Adisha. They cause Vipshitas Nirim, Chavitzigam Chatzi Bracha. See, this going, Rav Friedman, from Mizrich, sounds like the Maggid from Mizrich. That's the only thing I heard of Mizrich. the hakol din shemeh koni alfinan me'alel. And we say, b'sukkah lamed ches, v'amr baruch haba ve'imami b'shem Hashem. He says baruch haba, and he says b'shem Hashem. The Gemara in Sukkah says, that's why the Chazan said baruch haba. We say baruch b'shem Hashem, so that shemeh koni, it's here for Pasuk. So I say, ani akotin. He says, here for Pasuk doesn't matter. It's here for bracha that matters. See, he's equating here for Pasuk, here for bracha. What are you equating? So he goes with this. He runs with this. He says, you see, you can do here for bracha. See, Shemeh Koyda. It's so muchach, like my answer. He's saying, so it's an open Gemara that on here for Pasuk you say Shemeh Koyda. So he's assuming you say here for bracha, you also say Shemeh Koyda. So what does he answer the stipler? So the stipler says, he answers the following. If you want to look back, I'll just show you a few lines. I'll give you two tables that we'll have tonight for discussion. Lazos nirlani distait. It's about 10 lines into the, halfway down the second column. Lazos, the first one of the lines, almost halfway down the second column, first one on the line, Lazos nirlani distait. Da'yedu kach. The kachonis chamushin other motzis chaveru and kena motzi omer davar shalom. His interesting lum this is that I can't say a half a brach for you and he'll make another half. But if I say the whole bracha, you can be yotze half of it. Because I thought you were looking get to yasi. This is the stipler's answer. He says in the cases with the katan and with the guys, the kids are cutting, or the case of that goes hashri. So the mitzi is saying the whole brach. The woman is saying the whole bracha. You can take here for what she's saying. You can't just say you're here for bracha. If the one who's being mitzi is saying the whole bracha, I can be yotzi from here for his bracha. But he's saying the whole bracha. This then only applies that two people can't say, you say here for the bracha for me, and you say, remember that case was the riff. One guy knows this bracha, one guy doesn't know a whole bracha. So you know the first half and you know the second half. So you're saying half a bracha, you're saying half a bracha, that's not good. But if you're saying the whole bracha, I can be might see one piece of it. That's the stipler's interesting. Now you say, is this logical? Well, the whole din, I don't know if it's logical. See, when you're dealing with something that we don't know the svar, what's the svar of the riff? I never really had a good shot, the svar of the riff. Shemeh Koina, what's the difference? So he's saying that means that you can do half, I can't be Shemeh Koina from some of the two people who did half. But if the person is doing the whole thing, I can take out a piece of it. That's what he answers the stipler. He can be Motzi others, he's reading or she's reading the whole bracha. I can be Yotzi, so it answers that goes Hashri. The lady is saying the whole second, the whole bracha of Oretz. I'm not yotze. Five words, six words. So I'll say those six words. But she's not saying half the bracha. She's saying the whole bracha.
Even though she really doesn't need those words, I mean, it's as if she's not saying the words in effect.
Why is it not a half?
I mean, she's saying the words, but it's like she's not saying the words because she doesn't have to say the words. So why is that considered making the whole bracha?
Why? Because for her, that's a whole bracha. Because for her, because Haaretz doesn't have those words. Right. So she's saying, she's not saying here for bracha.
No, but she's saying those words, which she doesn't.
No, but so, let's say she wouldn't say.
Oh, so she's not saying the words?
According to that goes Hashri, she doesn't have to say those words. She doesn't have to say those words. But she's saying a whole bracha.
So he's adding words. As long as she's saying the
whole bracha.
Right,
that's as you say. That's the stipler's tenets. I want to show you one more.
Why is it not a hefsek in the bracha? Because the words that he's saying, she can't use. So for her, it's a hefsek. He's saying words that don't apply to her. So for her, there's a hefsek in her bracha.
Why is it a hefsek? She says.
Why
not? She's listening to it. Why don't you ask the hefsek on her? So you're asking on. Yeah. Well, so she has a hefsek. It's like she doesn't have to say it, but if she says it, it's
she's
okay.
Not being nice.
No, he's just asking, why isn't it a hefsek?
Right.
She says.
But for her,
so maybe she doesn't say it even. Don't say it.
Are you saying she's saying it?
No, let's say she's not saying it, but his
he's
words...
He's saying that she should be like a Shemei Kaina when she hears his
words. Well, he's not being Mitzi her, she's being Mitzi him. She's
just a
so look what he answers. Look what the going from Mizrich. Friedman answers his kasha. So he answers... So according to the stipe, it's no kasha from... He answers the kasha. See, they're all assuming same thing here for pasuk and same thing here for bracha. Not like I want to differentiate. Just so that knocks off the whole kasha from the Gemara in Sukkah. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. He answers that the Chazan said Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. You're only taking a piece of it. He answers according to me. The guy from the Gemara in Sukkah is answered. The Chazan says Baruch haba. We say b'shem Hashem. The Chazan also says b'shem Hashem. He's saying the whole pasuk, so I can be yotz a piece of it. That's how he answers the Gemara in Sukkah, because he's assuming like that it's the same thing here for pasuk as here for bracha. So look on the top of the second column and see his teretz. Over kunches pasach dvarim shem mitaritz. Boivinach. How do you answer the Gemara daf lamed dalet and daf mem vav? Those are the Gemaras that say they can be mitzi here for pasuk. Tishmei the daf lamed dalet and daf mem vav. What are these two Gemaras? These are the Gemaras.
2 and 3.
Menvav is 2 and 3. Which one is Lamed Dalet means? Oh, he means that Mishnah that
somebody makes a mistake in the middle.
Yeah, right. Right, that's Lamed Dalet, right?
Yes, it's coming back to the beginning.
Shabbatai Sov Nagdol, Tikshimi Hagdol, Lamed Dalet, Laftam in Menvav. They can't be Mitzi here for Bracha. Devadei Chatzi Bamira, Vechatzi Bishmiya Mahani. I can hear if and say if. Two people, I can hear from two different people. His teretz is, to this lamas. This is the other teretz, this is Rav Friedman's teretz. That you can't be mitzi if and you're mitzi min if. But you can mitzi min if and I'll say the other if. It's only chisaron if I'm listening to two ifs, but listening to if and saying a if is okay.
Why is it?
Why? See that?
They're not saying it at the same time. So
of course not.
Right. So what?
Because there's a chisar, it's like a din in Shemei Kona. Shemei Kona means you can be Shemei Kona on two halves, but it doesn't mean you can't hear half and say the other half. He's differentiating. Again, is it logical? I hear it.
It's a chilek, is it?
Yeah, it's a chilek. So he says, this is what he answers. So he answers that, where did I show it to? Yeah, Shmitaritz, the top of the second column on Lamed Zayin. Bovanach, lo chikshim adud the daf Lamed Dal b'mef member now. Devari chatzi b'amir v'chatzi b'shmiya mahani. You say Baruch Haba, I say b'shem Hashem. Chatzi b'amir, you can be mitzi in half. I can't have somebody be mitzi me in the two halves when they're both shomer kind.
If you say Baruch Haba and
he's
somebody else saying b'shem Hashem,
that would
be a problem.
Yeah, but if you say Baruch Haba and I say b'shem Hashem, like the Gemara there, and the I skipped this, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, the Perek Zayin Anal, of a chatzim shvira v'chatzim b'shmiya, chatzim b'shmiya mizeh, v'chatzim shvira mizeh lo mahani. Again, you know, if I had the svara, I could declare if it's lo mahani, it makes a difference. But this is his chiluk. His chiluk is that chatzim is no good. That's all the riff means. But I can hear if a bracha and say the other if. See, because there's no din. You don't say shomer kaina. I heard if the bracha. So I said the other if. For some reason, if two people are saying a bracha, shomer kaina from this if and this if, so both are shomer kaina. You can't be mitzarif two ifs. But I can be mitzarif my saying with if. So. At the end of the shir, I say the tutei rutzim. The tutei rutzim to the kasha of the Chazanish and Rabbi Kivega. Kivega says, it can be moitzi me, a woman can be moitzi, except for bris and Torah. And I'll say those words. And then we have the Magen Avraham that says Kiddush, part of Kiddush, and the cut is being motzi or the bracha part and not the middle part. Says because he's saying the whole thing. If he's saying the whole thing, I can be yotzi part of it. That's what the stipe answers. As long as he says the whole thing, then I can be yotzi part of it. But I don't have to hear the whole thing. He could say the whole thing, but if he says the whole thing, that's a stipulous terrence. The guy can't just say half. You can't say half, and you can't say half. You can't say half a bracha, and I'll be yotze. But if he says the whole thing, that's how he advances the Gemara in Sukkah. Baruch Abba, he says B'Shem Hashem, and I'll be yotze the Baruch Abba. As long as he says the whole thing. The rich fellow makes this chiluk between if you're saying half, he's motzi, I can say the other half, you can't have two people saying half.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.